dominated the celebrity game All-Star Weekend. He was so dominant, I don't think he's been asked back since. Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports. Doug, you balled out that night. That was pretty impressive.
I did. I got hot. Have I ever told you the story of that deal?
No, I want to hear it.
So, like, a year in advance, I remember I was watching the game, and I texted a buddy who was, like, an executive, and I was like, how come none of our guys playing this? They're like, none of them asked. I was like, well, I'd play. They're like, you would? I was like, sure. So I kind of forgot about it. And then my work wife forever when I was up at ESPN, a woman named Louise Cornetta, she's like, were you serious about wanting to play in the celebrity thing? I was like, yeah. So like, okay, what well, we might, or they might or might not have a spot for you. I'm like, all right. So they came to me like maybe a month beforehand. Now remember, this is like mid-February, and a little bit like now, but even more so when you're at ESPN, like you're working all the time. You know, I was doing a radio show. I had AM Sports Center, which is, you know, it starts at 9 a.m. You get in like 7:30, and sometimes your nights extend till 1 in the morning. Or you're going out and you're doing games. Like, there's just no time to play pickup ball within reason. So I had played a bunch, and then February, it's kind of a hiatus time. It's like the more you're around it, the less you get to play it. So I really hadn't touched the ball in like 2 weeks. And I was kind of panicked because Rick Bucher, he was like teasing me. He's like, dude, I play pickup ball with
Rick Bucher. Got him.
What?
That's a blast from the past. I haven't heard Rick Bucher's name in a minute.
Rick Bucher's covering
Warriors.
He is. Yeah.
I know he's living. I'm just saying though. You see him all the time when he's on ESPN. But
I don't know how many people it takes to cover the Warriors, but it seems like it's more than a couple. You know, like several on each beat.
All right, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, you
left this at Rick Bucher.
Okay, so Rick Bucher says, "Dude, Tim Hardaway is in really good shape, and he's going to kick your ass." And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. Yeah, he's been telling me all about this. Like, you think you should have played in the NBA? But I was like, I never said that. He's like, that's not what. So he's like messing with me. So I go to Orlando the day before, and I literally hadn't played basketball in a couple weeks. So I was like, all right, well, I'll pop into this 24-hour fitness and I'll play. And, you know, when you're my size, white guy, you don't, and no one recognizes you, it's kind of hard to get in the game. So I get in the game not until about like 9 o'clock. Took me a couple games to get in. Get in and it's kind of start running the court, and I'm like, oh, and you know, like when you start playing, you haven't played in a while. It's legitimately fun, and you know, you go from a guy that no one knew to want to pick up to if you lose, somebody picks you up, they want you to play. I get done, and I'm legit tired, and I knew it was going to happen. I wake up the next day, and now I'm sore. I'm like, my hamstrings are sore, my back is sore. I'm like, oh hell. So again, I got to do my radio. I didn't do my radio show that day. But I do a couple other things. So I go in the morning and I like get some shots up again just to get loose. And I'm like, I feel terrible. So I walk in and there's very little time to warm up. And Dwight Howard has no idea who I am, even though I just interviewed him like a month before or something up at ESPN. He's super aloof. So like I don't start and I'm watching these guys play and they're all moving like in slow motion. And I realized at that point in time, like, Rick Bucher was messing with me. Like, Tim Hardaway's probably 20 pounds overweight. And those NBA guys, if you played 10 years in the NBA, you've played, you know, 1,000 games. And
tread
you're just
on the tires.
Yeah, and they're not moving. And then, you know, I just started playing, and it's one of those days where you're making every shot you throw. So, like, they came to me in the first half, like, dude, slow it down a little bit. And, you know, our goal was to get everybody got to score on our team. We won by a bunch. It was super fun, but I was freaking out before the game because it's one of those deals where if I played terribly, I'd never hear the end of it. And commenting on basketball, people think you can't play. And then if you play, like, I played well and I played hard, like, people now say, well, you played too hard. Like, well, I'd rather have that than be the, hey, you stunk, couldn't play hard deal.
Clearly, that's the better option.
Great story. Fun. Great story.
Yes.
That was really good.
Not much coming out of Stillwater last night. I felt really bad for those kids. They just got there. I felt happy for Sean and Sip, Glenn Ciprian, you know, to come back to a place that they put a lot of their time and effort into, but that was a tough one to watch. And now they're on CBS this weekend. Like, yeesh, it's kind of limping. I'll just tell you, like, And Dusty, you haven't been through this with your school because they've been so good at everything. But I fully support Mike Boynton. I think he's a good human being. He's in it for the right reasons. I think he'll get it turned around. I love that there are Oklahoma State people that call themselves basketball people and basketball, longtime Oklahoma State fans, and then they just, this is the team that needs everybody to show up for. Like, when you're really good and you got four or five pros, like, we don't really need your help. I mean, cool if you want to come up and show a game. It's interesting on how fan support is more based upon how good you are. When you're not that good, that's when we need all your support.
Hey, Dusty and I had this argument earlier. Who's the best college player in the Big 12 right now?
Is it Culver?
Is it Culver, Lawson, or Wade? Or off the board?
Barry Brown Jr., maybe?
Wade's really good, and I look at their record since he's been back.
Undefeated so in the league.
Barry Brown. Although Barry Brown is, he plays both ends. Lawson's really good. I mean, he's a walking bucket. And then who is it, Culver?
Culver. Yes.
I mean, Culver's more prospect, and he plays both ends. I'd probably go with Lawson. Iowa State's got the best talent, but they got some culture issues, I think. I don't think they defend. I don't think they totally buy in. Wade's good, but, I mean, he doesn't have the ability that Lawson does. I would probably say Lawson. In terms of college player, probably
yeah.
Lawson.
We've been having this discussion for a while, Doug. I feel like Kansas State's been the best team I've consistently watched over the last 2.5-3 weeks. That Texas Tech team that I saw play Saturday in Norman and then last night in Stillwater, albeit those are not good teams between the Sooners and the Cowboys, Texas Tech seems to have figured something out. They get three straight at home, and obviously Kansas is still out there. Who do you favor here down the stretch with 6-7 games left to win the league?
I'd be an idiot to not say Kansas surviving that TCU game is the kind of thing that helps them win a league. But remember, right now they're without Garrett, and they're without, Sylvia D'Souza, and obviously without Udoka. Like, that's three of their top six that they're expecting to have this year. If they win the league this year, like, it feels like they're never going to not win the league. I'd say Tech. I mean, Tech's issues is sometimes they just can't score. Their guards are okay, but they really defend. They've added depth, obviously, kind of with a midseason addition. I would say Tech's probably that team. I mean, people had to realize how much they lost from last year and how long it took them to come around. It's still disrespect to K-State, and K-State's got everybody back, but there's something about Bruce. I feel like his teams will get tight, and they were so bad for a portion of time against that zone of Kansas's, and they still got to go back to KU. I would say, they have, right now they have everything going for them, but if I was going to pick, I'd go Tech, KU, K-State, even with K-State having a game and a half lead.
I thought it was a little bit of a bad sign for Bill Self that this investigation had that they barred players from talking to the coach about it. How much trouble is he in right now?
Well, I mean, if the FBI thing or the federal court thing basically granted, said Kansas was the victim, so I think that's their get out jail free card as a program. But, sharks are circling. My question is, let's say UCLA calls and says, hey man, you want to hit refresh. What does Bill say? I don't know. I do know that at some point you go like, I'm ready. But he does have the full support of Jeff Long as AD. He's found a way to win in spite of the fact, like I said, you were that three of your top six. I'm going to be about two of your top five for the rest of the season. But no, it's not good. I mean, I think people feel like inevitably something's going to happen with Sean Miller at Arizona and with Self at KU. I mean, Louisville firing Rick Pitino and their president and their AD. And granted, there's a lot more evidence there than there is with Self. I got to think that Pitino is not the only one to take the fall. That doesn't mean Self takes the fall. Might be one of his assistants, but doesn't appear to be good. It's not a good step. Now, I don't believe he's been subpoenaed, whereas Sean Miller has been subpoenaed, and now all of a sudden you're talking about having to tell the truth or be charged with perjury. So I don't know. He's an institution there. Jeff Long has fully bought into him. I think he'd have to call his own shot if he wanted to leave. But I do think if there was a year in which you could call and try and get Bill Self either to the pros or to another job, this might be the year.
Great stuff, man. Doug.
Hey, we need to get you back on and talk more Russell. So
at some point,
yeah,
Mark.
Let's
at some
more games playoff, and we got the All Star breakup coming. I mean, look.
Mark wants to put the screws to you, Doug. I'm just going to tell you now.
That's not true.
Listen, I want to make sure I point out, as I point out to Mark on my show, I was the guy who called into your show and said, I think the Thunder are going to be the second best team.
You did.
I didn't think PG would be this good, and I didn't think Russell would struggle with his shooting, but I like what they were putting together, and it may end up coming to fruition. Like, I think the Rockets are screwed. I think Chris Paul, I think that's like an Albert Pujols deal, man. He looks like a shell of himself. So... I like Oklahoma City. I think we misportray some of the things that are happening because we want it to follow a narrative.
If I had my game going earlier in the week, I would have come back at you at that one of those college basketball games I saw you pick where you lost by 50.
Thanks, Doug. We got to go. We got to get out. Thank you, Douglas. Happy Valentine's Day to you.